The latest CD from the Triangle's Red Clay Ramblers, Carolina Jamboree, plays out as somewhat of a greatest hits CD. The bulk of the material spans the band's 40-plus year career from the early 1970s to present day. And the band has performed the entirety of the Carolina Jamboree CD multiple times for multiple audiences. But the likelihood that the crowd was laser-focused on the band is doubtful, given all else that was going on.
And when they do a full company turn and come toward the band, romping and stomping to a fiddle tune, that's big. There were times at which I thought, they're going to just mow us down, because they did their big turn back toward the audience in the grand finale of the piece. About a foot and a half downstage of the piano. So they were marching upon us. It was big.
Music on the Carolina Jamboree CD was pieced together to accompany choreography by Lynn Taylor Corbett and performed by the Carolina Ballet. The band's keyboardist and one of its songwriters, Plan Simpson, recalls about 28 dancers sharing their stage during peak traffic periods, so if the band recessed into the background, it's understandable. And to some degree, they were in the background as Carolina Jamboree came together back in 2005. The music was all Red Clay Ramblers, but the final pick on the music and whether a collaboration was to happen fell to choreographer Lynn Taylor Corbett.
Lynn Taylor Corbett said something like, send me everything you want me to listen to. And she knew of the Ramblers. She already had some older material, but she didn't much know what we had done during the 90s. So we got with her and met when she was down here doing another show with Carolina Ballet and played her things, that we had demos that we'd recorded, and just gave her a lot of stuff to think about. And she said, well, let me see what I can organize, and I'll be in touch.
The Tony-nominated Taylor Corbett did in fact get in touch with the Ramblers, and their collaboration brought Carolina Jamboree to the stage in 2005, 2008, and 2013 with the Carolina Ballet performing. But even with a discography that dates back to the early 1970s, Taylor Corbett was looking for something else and found it in the original section of Carolina Jamboree, a musical retelling of a nonfiction novel Bland Simpson had written in 1993, The Mystery of Beautiful Nell Cropsey.
Years ago, I thought, well, I wonder if I can make a small dramatic piece, not a musical at all, but a play with music, with three characters, the main three voices that I employed in my version of the story: the lover, Jim Wilcox, Nell Cropsey herself, and an editor, journalist W.O. Saunders. But all I did was wonder. I never did anything with that, and I certainly had never, ever thought of it as a kind of topic for dramatic dance the way Lynn staged it. But we had a great time writing those songs and a great time in envisioning what it might be.
The Nell Cropsey segment of the ballet comprises five songs, highlighted by a jaunty Muddy Water Holler Log penned by Simpson and bandmate Jack Herrick. Fun music to listen to on CD, but on stage a stark counterpoint to stage action of the death of the piece's title character.
I believe we were in pretty close conference with Lynn Taylor Corbett at that point, and I think she suggested, let's not have a lugubrious, doleful murder ballad. She said, there's going to be a lot of action here. There's going to be an argument and pacing and, you know, thrashing and ultimately a violent confrontation. So she said, give me something really lively, and it doesn't have to spell out the events that are actually occurring.
Hattie Mae said to Sally Ann, can you jump the creek? You know I can. Sally Ann said to Hattie Mae, slip one time, you'll be in the bay. You might drift away on the misty fog. At the break of day, you're gonna be sinking fast and drinking muddy water from a hollow log.
The Mystery of Beautiful Nell Cropsey was sandwiched by two other dance pieces comprised of music from the Red Clay Ramblers' history. The first section, Appalachian Stories, opens with a piece that, appropriately enough for their collaborative work, was originally featured in the Red Clay Ramblers score for the soundtrack to the 1988 Sam Shepard film, Far North.
It is a traditional piece of music, all right. We heard it in a movie. It was a documentary about a big game hunt in Africa that we were considering scoring. This is about 25 years ago. That was a project that did not come to pass, but we looked at the film, The Rough Cut, several times, and there was this one passage where this man is, he's just walking down a lane in Africa, out in the bush. He's whistling that melody. It was just a snatch of melody that's kind of tossed off by this man out in the bush in Africa. And we liked that piece. We enlarged upon it.
Simpson described the action taking place on stage during Appalachian Stories as quite often rough and tough. That's followed by the tale of murder and the mystery of beautiful Nell Cropsey. So you're about two-thirds through an evening of dance without a whole lot of uplift. That changes with the final third of Carolina Jamboree. How much of a downer can a section entitled Fiddlesticks be?
Lynn was, as a dramatist in dance, she said, they've stuck with us through this impressionistic piece that starts it. They've come with us through a old-timey dramatic piece with Nell Cropsey, and now let's just have some fun, because life is funny too.
And Fiddlesticks is funny. After a heavy dose of melancholia, here's where everyone involved with Carolina Jamboree got to lighten up and step out.
So she took the Can't Live Without 'Em and Snuff Dipper, which is an R&B song from the 50s, and Chicken, C-H-I-C-K-E-N, which, you know, we're used to seeing people attempt to spell out YMCA. These dancers are so lithe that they really can spell out chicken. They really did create those letters as that chorus went by. And it was a marvel.
C.
That is a way to begin.
H.
That is the next letter in.
I.
That is the third.
C.
That's the season to the bird.
K.
That's a filling in.
E.
A getting near the end.
C-H-I-C-K-E-N. That is the way to spell chicken.
To share the stage with up to 28 dancers, to my mind, would seem distracting, but you can't allow that to happen when you're essentially a pit orchestra, though in this case not in a pit, but right up on stage for all the world to see. But coming to the end of a rather complex performance, it's only natural that some relief ensues. Plan Simpson couldn't afford to sneak a peek and get lost in events, but as the night's events wound down during Fiddlesticks with a quartet of traditional tunes, every so often he would, and 9 years after the original performance, the moment still resonates in his mind.
In that case, they're throwing their elbows back and forth and rocking from side to side, so the picture is the dancers are they're in this hoedown and they're turned away from us now, and as far as the audience goes, but to us, you know, they know they're nearing the last 16 bars of the whole evening, and very jolly, and some of them are making faces at the band because they can't be seen from the audience. That was kind of just a heightened moment of, you know, we've done it. It was complex, and that's part of the glory of it, and that's why you know there's so much joy in that grand finale. Is, you know, wow. We got through all that.
Lance Simpson of the Red Clay Ramblers, the music from the Ramblers collaboration with the Carolina Ballet, Carolina Jamboree, is available on the Ramblers' own label. I'm George Olson.